Julia Cephas here, and this is Teacher Future, where we show you the new faces around the Titan community. And I'm here with Miss Moore.
So tell us about yourself, Miss Moore.
This is my fifth year teaching.
Fifth year?
Mm-hmm. I spent the last 4 years in Sinton teaching at the middle school level. So this is my first year teaching high school. I'm really excited about it. I have ceramics, sculpture, and art one classes. And right now we're just trying to get the room and everything ready so we can start actually doing like bigger projects.
Has teaching middle school differed from teaching high school?
So far, yes. There's a lot more respect at high school than there was at middle school.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so I had a lot more behavior problems. I know we're only in the first weeks right now, but so far it's been really good, and I'm really enjoying it.
Have you always wanted to teach, or is it just something that the career led you to?
Something career led me to. I went through college, and I got my art degree, and I focused in photography. And then as I was finishing up, I had to take an upper credit class, and it was geared towards people that were going to be teachers, and I kind of really liked it, so I pursued it after graduation. I got my teaching certification.
So with this being said, what brought you to East?
Being closer to home.
I
live in Goliad, and I was driving to Sinton, and it's over an hour drive every day, so it was getting very tiring. And so whenever the East position opened up, I have a friend that works here, and they let me know about it. So I decided to try it out and see how high school is.
And do you like it so far?
I do like it so far.
Okay. Who has been the one teacher that's been kind of your guide at East since you're new and all?
Mrs. Sines.
Mrs. Sines. Mm-hmm. She's been the real help. She's really nice.
Yeah.
And really tall.
Yeah. Really tall.
What is something you want to bring to the table at Victoria East High School?
I know the art department's already pretty big, so I just want to help add to that.
Mm-hmm.
And with my students creating like more things and being able to talk about their artwork and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What has motivated you to become an art teacher?
I always enjoyed art in school, and so trying to like instill the creative process with other kids has kind of been my driving force of it. I want them to see like the outcomes that they can create if they really like focus and put their minds to stuff.
So what has led you to that passion in art? Is it just your creative will or something someone taught you?
Both my grandmothers were teachers. One was an English teacher, the other was a high school art teacher. I was always just kind of good at art, so it's just kind of what I was drawn to. I didn't think I would be a teacher, but I mean, here I am.
Yeah. Do you have any artistic influences?
I don't know if I have like a specific artist or any person that I like look at their work and try to copy, because again, like I really like photography stuff. Mm-hmm. So I definitely like photographing a lot more nature things. So I would say more like abstract art kind of stuff is what I look at, but I don't have a specific artist that I and we're so drawn to.
We heard you that you're running NAHS, right?
Yes.
This year. Do you have any plans for the organization?
I do want to get them up and like doing more stuff. From what I've heard, they weren't able to do a whole lot the last like year or so. So I am kind of wanting their like Instagram back open and their Facebooks and stuff back open. So if they do any fundraisers or stuff, we're able to kind of share about it and post about it. I am trying to do that. So
yeah, bring social media to mm-hmm. with art.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your strengths are as a teacher?
I mean, I think I'm really nice to an extent. I try and make the class fun for the kids. Like, I know it can be daunting to sit there and draw all day, so I try and incorporate other things, things that they're interested in, to make it fun. Mm-hmm. But also going over what we need to go over and get through the class.
I'm looking at the atmosphere in the room. Has this helped your passion of teaching? Well, not teaching, of, like, helping the students be comfortable in where they're at.
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to clean it up right now. There's a lot of stuff that is kind of cluttered, but I think it does. I'll catch the students kind of, like, looking around and pointing out things, and so I think that helps them be able to draw inspiration from.
And to zip it up, welcome, Ms. Moore, to the Victoria East community.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.